Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Welcome back to another fun Friday with Princess Chloe. Now, the time has come. It is Princess Chloe's last fun Friday with us. For now, not forever. But Princess Chloe and I are going to be going over episode 12, which is the season finale of The Prince, titled The Flummery Tart. So Princess Chloe, thank you very much for being on the show. It has been an honor. Seriously, it's been really fun. But it's so crazy that this is the last fun Friday for a while. I know, I'm really sad to be leaving, but I have good news. Oh, yes. So Common Sensocrat audience, and of course telling Common Sensocrat herself here, I'm very excited to announce that I'm going to LA to see Meghan and Harry. What? I know! I got the email a couple days ago, I believe, saying they paid for my flight to come to LA to see them. That is so exciting. I know. So I'm going to be gone for about... They have me booked for about a couple months to stay with them, catch up with them, see what their life is like. Although I have a feeling they're just using me as like a temporary nanny, but that's okay. I'm happy to get to know Archie and Lilibeth. That's going to be really exciting. Although I made the mistake of calling their child Arthur instead of Archie. I felt really bad about that. So yes, so I'm looking forward to doing that. When do you leave officially? I believe in a couple of days. But I'm leaving in a couple of days. It's going to be so sad to leave for a while, but at least I'm still in the States, so I'm not leaving. So that's, you know, the States, so I'm happy with that. But I'll be back, everybody. So, but well, let's enjoy the moment now and go over the Flummery Tart, because we need to see how all of this goes. I know, this is the finale, this is the big deal. So, shall we just get into it? Let's do it. All right, let's do this, Common Sensocrats.
As GQ magazine called, sir. No, why? Because it looks like you're ready to be on the cover.
Aw, that was so fucking sweet. You're so much better than old Owen, new Owen.
I try, sir. Aww. After all, you are the future king.
I know. Thank you.
And what a glorious king you will be. Songs will be written about your rule. Armies will fight in your name. Statues will be built in your honor.
Ooh, a statue. We should get on that right now. You know what, Nuo? Why don't we go shopping after school today? We'll get you some face cream or something to help with all that.
Oh, sir, your generosity knows no bounds. To think that someone as insignificant as myself could...
Okay, I'm late for breakfast. But text me the rest of that. I liked where it was going.
Oh, his evil glare already. Kevin is starting his revenge. You can feel it. It's so exciting. This is where it's going to really, you know, really take us into a very interesting direction, I think, already, just with that conversation. But I miss Owen. This is just so sad to me. Owen has to come back. I know. Oh, but I just love that. It's like, you're the future king, and he's kissing his ass, and so funny. I know. All right, let's actually continue on, because now we are back at the dinner table.
Lovely jubbly that the whole family is together.
Yeah, fucking lovely. Camilla, do you have anything you want to add? It's hot, perhaps?
That was total bullshit. You're right, Mummy. She should have kept her big mouth shut. This is the way it has to be now, darling.
You look gorgeous this morning. Shall we, you know, later?
I would very much like to, you know, later.
Ugh, I preferred you two the other way.
We still haven't heard about all your adventures in LA.
Ooh, remind me to tell them the story about when I bought milk.
I think you just told it.
Mary? Where's Mary?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, there you are. Hey, girl. Listen, a tea today. I want that thing.
And to what thing are you referring, ma'am?
You know, the thing. The thing.
The flummery tart?
But you what, Mary?
We thought you didn't want it any longer. My mistake. Of course, ma'am. The flummery tart today at tea.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What's their deal, anyway? And where the fuck is Charlotte?
Already. Oh, wow. We have to talk about a lot of that. The fact that now Prince William and Kate in the show are now, like, you know, now all of a sudden they're totally in love and, you know, all sexed up. It's pretty funny to watch that. I just love that Prince George, I preferred you the other way. Oh my gosh. And I just, yeah. And the fact that they're catching up at dinner and yeah. And then Prince Philip says that was such bullshit. You're like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I know. Although Prince Philip, I have to say, he cursed a lot. Very vocal when it wasn't in public. He was very much, he would curse up a storm. Would he? Oh, yes. Oh, I miss that man. I know. But I do love that, again, I will say this continuously, that I'm glad that they waited till now to present the show after he passed. But just the fact that... It's the fact that it's like now Prince Charles has to be mean to Camilla. It's like, oh my god, that's so terrible. Oh, but I do also love the, where the fuck is Charlotte? Oh, we know. Oh, and here we are. We're gonna see where she is. So let's do this. Oh, she's in, hold on. So it's showing that she's in Paris. Oh my gosh, this ought to be really good.
Je ne vis pas dans les ténèbres. L'obscurité vit en moi. Do you have it? What is this? I meant the files.
Keep it down. The flash drive is hidden in the baguette.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. I'm a fucking professional. And George is becoming a problem. I think he's onto me.
Then your next assignment is to eliminate the problem.
I can't do that. He's my brother. Eliminate the problem. Oh, leave the baguette, would you? I have eggs coming.
Oh my gosh. I just love the fact that they made Princess Charlotte a spy. Like, I just can't. Yeah. That just, oh, that's so funny. Oh, I meant to talk earlier about the dinner table, how they were trying to catch up with Meghan and Harry. And he goes, should I talk to them? Or should I tell them about the time I grabbed the milk? And she says, well, I think you just told it. It's just so funny how dull they're making them. But back to this scene, this past scene with Charlotte. It's just so good. How she's a spy and I just love that. But she's like, oh, I can't kill him. He's my brother. I know. I just... This whole thing is getting so ridiculous, but I love it at the same time. But hold on. Now we're back at the school. So we got Charlotte. We got she's a spy. Now, officially, like full-on spy and has to eliminate everybody, I guess. And here we are at the school.
Do you guys want to come over? I finally figured out the parental lock on my TV.
What? Can we watch Fleabag?
Oh my god, yes! I hear Phoebe Waller-Bridge is sensational.
You guys haven't seen Fleabag? What the fuck do you do after school?
Your homework.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Well, would you want to watch it again?
It's 5 years old, so no.
Oh my god!
Savages!
glad I have you.
I'm glad I have you too.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh, first off, Fleabag is like 5 years old. So no. But the reason I'm laughing so hard is that Kevin shows up in a big SUV playing Toxic by Britney Spears. He's like dancing in the car. And then I just love that Prince George goes, "Bye, bitches." Oh my gosh. That's good. I know. I kind of want that to happen in real life. I just want Prince George to do that. You know, just go, "Bye, bitches." But he won't. But that's so funny. Okay, now they're in a department store. So let's see what's going on. I know. But also, what a cute moment between Dinesh and Sebastian, where they just look at each other and Sebastian says, "I'm just glad I have you." And I know, it's such a good friendship. They're so good. Anyway, all right, let's move on to the department store.
"I think we're safe in assuming you have problem skin. So go pick out anything for yourself in the, say, how about 20 to 30 pound range?"
"Why, sir, you're too generous. Hand soap from a public toilet is good enough for my poor withered..."
Yeah, just go pick something.
Jesus, that's getting old. Where the fuck is everyone?
"Hello? Can I get a salesman?"
"Yes, sir. How can I help you?"
"Owen?
Your Royal Highness, how wonderful to see you. You're looking well."
"You look good too. You know, for whatever age you are."
"No."
"So, this is where you work now?"
"Part-time, yes."
"Oh, okay, thanks for making it worse." "So how's the tiny garden?"
"You remember? It's doing very well, sir. The forsythias are in bloom."
"You were always a slut for a forsythia."
"I miss you, sir."
"Uh-oh. I miss you
I found something for £5, sir. That's more than adequate for my..." "Oh. Hello, Owen."
"Yes. Hello."
"Splendid to see you've landed on your feet. Well, we should be going, sir. You do have an appointment with the sculptor."
"Oh, right. I'm doing a statue. They asked. It's a whole thing."
"Of course. Lovely to see you, sir."
"Yeah. You too."
"Well, ta-ta." "Oh, and the glass is a bit streaked, dear. Might want to clean that."
Aww. Uh-oh. Ooh, there's gonna be some beef between Kevin and Owen. Oh, but that's such a cute moment. Like, I miss you and I miss you. Before I get interrupted by Kevin. Damn you, Kevin. It's fine. I know. I love Owen. I do too. I know we've said that the entire show, but it's just, I love Owen. All right, let's move on because we're now at, and also, by the way, I worked in retail. Okay. I used to work in retail. And I don't appreciate it when someone's being a jackass to the counter space. Okay. After you clean it, it's spotless. It looks good. Okay. You don't put a damn streak on it. No, no, no. Rude. Kevin, rude. Anyway, moving on, because we're back at Buckingham Palace. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
It was implied and you know it.
Now I feel bad.
Can anyone else make the tarts? Belinda, can you make them?
They never wanted to give me the recipe. Also, they didn't talk.
Perfect! This is just perfect!
I thought the whole idea was no one could make them except the monsters. Like, wasn't that their whole shtick?
Not helping, Teddy!
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's going to be okay. I'm here. I need you now, Greg. Don't leave me.
You are fucked.
Well, what are we going to do? If the Queen's not eating that tart at tea time, we're all screwed.
And you know that you're toxic. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, look, the gang's all here.
Hello, Kevin.
Who died?
The Queen wants that tart again, but we don't know how to make it.
That tart?
Yes, the flummery tart. And tea is in an hour. I fucking hate her!
You know, I think I might be able to manage.
Oh my God. Really, Kevin?
I think so, yes. Leave it to me.
Well, that's grand then.
Yes, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
Let me give it a go.
Uh-oh. Why do I have a feeling he's going to poison the tarts or something? Like, I don't know. I feel like Kevin's going to do that. Oh, but I love the guy. You're fucked when he's like crying and hugging Greg. Oh my gosh. Oh, so true. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Oh, I know. I have a feeling the same thing. Or he's going to end up using a flamethrower and just making it super morbid and burn the whole place down. I don't know. But he's got a plan up his sleeve. I know. Let's see what he does. Yeah, let's continue because now we're back to Kate and William.
Another day, another afternoon tea. I can barely contain my excitement.
It's the breakfasts that kill me.
Oi, you, move! Move! Arseholes!
Someone really needs to get that kid under control.
Well, look who it is. Why'd they come back? Isn't that odd?
I was thinking the same thing. They're up to something.
Yes, something sinister.
Over, under, around and through. Mr. Bunny Rabbit pull and through! I did it!
Good job, Harry. Hey, guys! So funny bumping into you.
Yeah, I mean, we all live here now, so not that funny.
Oh, you're hilarious, Megan. Why did you move back here anyway?
It was ultimately a tough call, but there were a lot of factors to consider.
We couldn't get jobs and we ran out of money. We ate chicken out of bowls and rode in big cars full of smelly people to something called work. Every day was a new nightmare.
There were highs and lows. It's all good. Anyway, see you guys at tea. Come on, Harry.
It's untied again.
Just keep walking.
I just love, first off, Louis. Move. Oh my gosh. And he says assholes, calls his parents assholes. And then someone needs to get that kid under control. Oh my gosh, I'm dead. Okay. And then on top of that, like, they're up to something with Harry and Meghan. And then it turns out she's teaching him how to tie his shoes. Oh my gosh, I can't. Oh my God. I know. I just love the more episodes we watch with this, the more stupid Harry is shown to be in this show. It's just so hilarious. I should ask him when I'm there, do you know how to tie your shoes? Oh my gosh, you should. Please tell me what he responds with. Oh, I will. Okay, let's move on. And I noticed we're going through this episode really quickly. Are you trying to get rid of me? No, there's just a lot of excitement going on. We'll talk more after the show's over with our audience. But for now, you know, let's see what happens. I'm actually excited to see where this ends up. Oh, that's so true. Okay, let's do it.
Time to turn the fuck up!
Hey, Gan Gan, have you ever missed a servant you got rid of?
Is this like a joke?
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's my birthday.
I know.
Aww.
Aww.
Try to keep the chatter down, Camilla. Doesn't Camilla talk too much, Mammy? Isn't she the worst?
Yes. I like when you shit on her. This is a good area for you.
Then I will shit on her day and night, Mummy. I'm doing this for us, darling.
Sorry I'm late. I was playing with my dolls.
I don't believe you. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
Oof, you look bloated, George. I can always tell when you've had pancakes for breakfast.
I had one. It's this shirt. Ugh, I can't be a fat statue.
Look at the two of them plotting. What do you think they're saying?
I haven't pooped yet today.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
I don't know, but they're definitely up to something. Where are you, Owen?
Hey, Mary, where's the thing? You know that thing!
Yes, ma'am, the flummery tart. They're being prepared now.
Oh, well, by all means, take your fucking time.
You're too easy on them, Liz. That's the problem. What do they do all day?
Boy, he really got a second wind.
I need you now more than ever, Greg. I love you.
Oh. I love you too.
I want those fucking tarts! They're coming!
Staff reacted to the queen like that in real life, oh, their ass would be handed to them like nobody's business. It's so funny. Wow. Those fucking tarts. So good. Oh, that whole scene, I can't. That whole thing. Just the fact that Charlotte called, you know, George bloated. Said to him, I don't love this. She's like, I was playing with my dolls. I don't believe you. And her response, of course, is, you look bloated. Oh my gosh. Just, I love that strategy to, you know, get them all distracted. So funny. But yeah, it's so good. And I just, that whole scene, I don't know what else to say. I just, that, I just love, also, I love when he says, I love you, Greg. And his reaction is, I love you too. And with that awkward smile, just that little like, gosh, that nervous smile. Yes. Oh, I had to react to somebody like that. Really? Yes, it was really awkward. I was dating this guy for a while and he looked at me and he said, I love you. And I looked at him and I just went, I love you too. Oh, that's not nice. I was in high school. Can you imagine this guy telling you he loves you in high school? Although I am quite envious of people who are high school sweethearts. I go, how do you do it? Because, God, a lot of guys in high school I couldn't stand at all. I know. I know what you mean. Yeah. Anyway, oh gosh, yeah, we have about a couple minutes left of this, so shall we just wrap this up and see what Kevin is up to with the flummery tarts? Let's do it.
It's all right, everyone. I'm here with you now. I'll avenge us all. And now, my little tarts, you will finish my work for me. Just one final ingredient. Poison.
I knew it! He's gonna poison them.
Fuck. Where'd it go? I just had it. God damn it. Poison, poison, poison. If I order a box of... Ah, here it is. Poison.
It's you.
I knew it.
Hello, Edmund. Would you care for a flummery tart? I'm very good at making them. You could even say, it's in my blood.
No, I never liked them. Always too sweet and with a weird aftertaste. But that's not why I don't want one.
You killed my entire family, and now you'll pay. Every last one of you. Even that insufferable little shit, George.
He's annoying. I'll give you that one. But you'll never get away with this, Kevin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Would you mind coming closer, please?
Oh, God.
I said, you'll never get away with this, Kevin.
Oh, I think I already have. With a taste.
Oh, my God.
Lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic. I'm slipping under. With a taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
Oh my God. Wait, that's it? What? Well, way to keep us hanging. Aw, dang it. Now I'm disappointed. Man! All right, well, then that tells us that there's going to be a season 2 of The Prince. So then obviously you have to come back for that. But wow, let's talk about that. Wow, he went right for him. Ooh, that kind of made me jump. Wow. Anyway. Okay. So I'm, okay, so that's, all right, so that's good. Anyway, any final thoughts? Oh my gosh, that was very unexpected. And I knew when he said the poison, I knew he was gonna poison them. I was like, that's the only option he really has. But then when he stabbed the staff member. Oh my gosh, I didn't know what to do. I know, it's like, okay. Well, that's going to haunt me for the rest of the day, I think. I know. But anyway, so, okay. So we finished The Prince. Any other thoughts regarding the show entirely? Oh, I think it's very, very strange. But of course, a satire is supposed to be strange. But I think, what a wonderful, that's really great. You know, what a wonderful way to kind of make fun of the royal family. I think that's a good way to do it. And, of course, Gary Jannetty has been very famous for, being satirical with the royals, especially with Prince George as of late. So, I'm happy. And I love how they made Harry and Meghan look very, well, more Harry looking stupid than Meghan. But I'm looking forward to asking Harry if he knows how to tie his shoes now. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea. Let me know how that works out. I'm kind of afraid he'll be offended. Oh, he might. That's okay. But we go way back, so he'll be very forgiving. Good. But you'll have to keep us posted and call in and let us know how all of LA is going. Oh, I will. Well, good. Anyway, well, hey, so Princess Chloe, honestly, thank you so much for being here. I am so happy we got to officially have you on the show, even though we had you on that one time when we were first talking about the Harry and Meghan interview on Oprah. But I'm glad you got to do a little series of Fun Fridays with us. So thank you for being here. Seriously, thank you for having me. And Common Sensocrat audience, I look forward to being back very soon. And don't worry, I will phone in to Common Sensocrat herself and we will, all catch up soon. All right. Well, everybody, as usual, I do not have a quote for today's episode. Just accept, safe travels, Chloe. Safe travels to LA. Send Harry and Meghan, my love and our love. And, even though we don't know them, but, just send them our love. I will. I probably may mention you seldomly, but that's it. I'll probably be talking about Rose more. Oh, is she going to come visit? Probably. We've discussed it, so let's hope that's the case. But of course, they have a huge house anyway. I'm sure they can figure it out on where to put her. So if anything, she can just, hang with me. It's a big enough room, I know that. Well, that's good. With the balcony. Oh, your room has a balcony? Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Anyway, well, common sensocrats, like I said, we do not have a quote, but be sure to look out for my new Satire Day episode tomorrow. And bye-bye, Princess Chloe. We will see you soon. And until next time, bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.